but now, what would they say she did to him? If she ran off with somebody else, though, they'd say she...
Cheated.
They say she cheated.
She ran out on him.
Ran out on him? Very good. Have you ever heard jilted him?
Yeah.
Would that mean the same, though, do you think? They'd say she...
Well, jilt would be like a type of thing that would last for a while. I mean, like, it'd be like he wouldn't... He wouldn't feel the same about another person. He wouldn't take to another person as fast.
Oh, oh. I see. Yeah. Okay, and then if she did not jilt him, you'd say they went ahead and got
married.
And at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the...
The man who stands with the groom?
Yeah, that stands up in the front of the church with the groom.
Oh, the reverend?
Okay.
The preacher?
All right, then right alongside the groom would be the
bride's father, the giveaway.
Okay, the giveaway. And how about, let's see if you know this one. Do you know best man?
Yeah.
Have you heard that? They'd say the one who stands there would be the...
I don't know nothing about no wins.
Okay, you know what they call the girl that stands up with the bride?
The bridesmaid.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know that. Have you ever heard of, sometimes when people get married, of people... making, kind of serenading them, making a lot of noise, and kind of carrying on.
And throwing rice.
Throwing rice. You ever heard of anything called chivalry? It's when they make a lot. Yeah, and they throw rice. And now, I'm gonna talk to you about how you would use up and down in terms of direction. Now, if you were talking about somebody living in a town that was south of here, let's say, El Dorado, it's the only thing I can think of. That's south of here, isn't it? Okay. Would you say, would you ever say they live down in El Dorado?
Mm-hmm.
You would use it in terms of being south, that you'd say that person lives
down.
Right. Now, how about in terms of north, if it was
up?
You would, like in St. Louis, let's say that. You'd
up.
Say they live up in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about if it was just high, like in the mountains? Would you say they live up in the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, how about in your neighborhood, in terms of street?
Right down the street.
Okay. Yeah. You'd say they live right down the street, and they live right
next door, or two blocks. Or...
And so you would use down and up in terms of street,
mm-hmm.
too. Over, like they live over it.
Over on so-and-so street.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Now, if you were talking about, you said there was trouble at the party and the police came and arrested, instead of saying they arrested everybody, you'd say they arrested the group, and if you wanted them to know that they arrested the entire group, you'd say they arrested the, another word for entire would be, so simple, I'm not asking it very well. If you gave somebody like an entire loaf of bread, you'd say another word
for a whole group.
Right. You're smarter than I am. You can think of them better. Okay. If you put on record, a record, you know, music, and you get out on the floor and move around, you'd say,
dance.
Right. Now, if children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock, school does what?
Lets out.
And, like, after vacation time, people start saying, well, when does school
start?
And if a kid left home in the morning to go to school, but he didn't really go, you'd say...
Played hooky.
Right. And people go to school in order to get
educated.